that is how the end of the Nocturne No. 8 in G major should sound like. The Royal Academy of Music soloist ensemble conducted by Trevor Pinnick, a brand new recording on the Lynn Records label. It's also got the Mozart Grand Partita, and fine body of musicians they are. Well, we've got our own fine body of musicians from Luzern with us. Our resident songbirds have flown all the way from Switzerland. Larks all, I have to say, not a cuckoo among them. And a conductor is a Hans-Jörg Rickenbacker. And they've two concerts in London. And actually the theme is Britain and Switzerland, because the early tourists in Switzerland were really all British, weren't they? And you're recreating this sort of feeling.
They were all British, and they brought many things to Switzerland and took impressions, I hope good impressions, back. Mm. Yeah.
So what sort of things do you think of?
British gifts to Switzerland, you mean?
Well, just,
musically spoken.
Well, maybe musically speaking, or maybe the effect that we've had on each other.
Yeah. Well, I think especially the tradition that to sing folk songs, folk music, which is very strong in England and very strong in Switzerland, and that was the idea of our program, the blending between classical music, arrangements of folk tunes. Brahms did that all the time. Britain did many, many folk song arrangements, and they're just wonderful. And he took the last one we heard before the news was just one of these themes. He took it for a French folk song, but as I told you, it's originally Swiss, because it was brought to France by the soldiers, I guess.
Well, you sang Brahms early, and Brahms was an early tourist as well.
Absolutely,
of course.
He lived in Switzerland in summer, and I think he needed the mountains or the Swiss landscape to compose.
We had Streisand. I mean, people think of William Tell still, don't they? I think on Rossini when they think of Switzerland, but no yodeling today whatsoever.
There's not yodeling, no. We're rather on the sad side of sad love songs today. Yeah.
Well, that's what they all seem to end up at. Can you give us a little bit of cheer to end or not? Or is this a sad one too?
We can. The title is Stets in Trure muss ich leben, which means in sadness I have to live. But when you listen carefully to the girl starting that sad love song about unhappiness and running away with other partners, the girls take it less seriously or less sad than the boys
do. Oh, that's sounding a bit sexist.
No. We're just... When
do you run away more easily, ladies, then?
No, it's just a reaction on that. Yeah. And when the male voices enter in that beautiful arrangement of my colleague Susanne Würmli-Kollhopp, who did that arrangement, we are singing first rather like plain song, Gregorianisch.
They're boring then. Men are
monks,
boring.
But we just pretend, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The girls are laughing at that. The men, but they get all the excitement, yeah. Really.
In the last verse, we combine the two groups. You'll hear that.
Relief. Democracy, yeah. At last.
Yeah.
We do think of Switzerland and democracy, after all.
Happiness and democracy.
You know, William Tell reminds us of it every now and again. He stood for something very strong. Thank you very much indeed. Okay. You go back and join all the crowd.